Good morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Time again for Moments of Melody. I have a leaflet here titled Identify. It shows a person holding a placard high above a crowd. Let me read it to you. So many of us are carrying signs these days. We've become a generation of protesters, demonstrators, marchers. It all goes back to the urge to identify ourselves with causes and at the same time to express our own personal points of view. And perhaps no group feels this urge more strongly today than students. Many ideologies confront us in this modern world of change, challenge, and conflict. We respond by identifying ourselves with the pro or con of these issues. It's amazing how much time, energy, and interest is poured into such issues these days. Yet there's one imperative question above all others which you and I ought to consider seriously. It's an issue about which no one can be neutral. The question is, what have you done with Jesus Christ? This issue demands the commitment of your life. To repudiate it is to deny the Son of God. Jesus said, "He who is not with me is against me." Why not dedicate the vitality and usefulness of your life to the only one who can bring real meaning, purpose, and direction to your life? His promise is this: "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Ask Jesus Christ to take over your life. Identify with Christ. Begin reading from St. Paul's letter to the Christians at Philippi, a reading from the translation of J.B. Phillips. Paul and Timothy, true servants of Jesus Christ, to the bishops, deacons, and all true Christians at Philippi, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lord. I thank God for you Christians at Philippi whenever I think of you. My constant prayers for you are a real joy. They bring back to my mind how we have worked together for the gospel from the first. I feel sure that the one who has begun his good work in you will go on developing it until the day of Jesus Christ. Do-it-yourself age. Sometimes people begin marches, projects, but they don't finish them. But when God begins a good work in your life, He'll finish it. Just like it said in the verses today. Ask Him to begin in your life right now. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to take your life. Identify with Christ.